Hi, we're Bandits on the Run, and you're listening to Life Minute TV. Let's go below.
Brooklyn-based indie folk pop trio Bandits on the Run have carved out a sound uniquely their own. Adrian Enskoe, Sydney Shepherd, and Regina Strayhorn formed after a serendipitous encounter busking in New York City subways, and the trio has been making music magic ever since, with their amazing harmonies, plethora of instruments, and a super cool vibe. We got to hear all about it when they stopped by the Life Minute Studios to play us some tunes. This is a Life Minute with Bandits on the Run. Bandits on the Run in the house! Woohoo! Thanks so much for joining us on Life Minute. So glad to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
We're so happy to be here.
So, tell us about the name. Where did you come up with the name?
We stole it.
You did.
Yes. I guess it's a bit of an homage to like Paul McCartney, Band on the Run. But when we first started playing in the subways, like that's how we kind of got our sea legs as a band. We kind of had this image of us as like these Wild West people creating, you know, surprise music in spaces. So Bandits just seemed, I don't know, appropriate for us.
I actually just heard from somebody that the early days of Wings, Paul McCartney like kind of just assembled a bunch of people. He was like, I want to go back to basics. And he just like assembled some of his favorite artists and went on the road, and they would show up at a place and be like, we want to play here. And they'd be like, wait, you're, and he'd be like, don't worry about it. We're going to play here. And it kind of reminds me of what we were doing early on. We would just like, we would show up on, you know, the Roosevelt Island tramway, for instance, and be like, we're going to play here. And people would be like, what?
And then people go, oh, well, all right. So it was one of those things where it actually happened pretty quickly. And it just kind of stuck because it was one of those things that felt right. And we're like, yeah, we're Bandits on the Run. Yeah.
So cool. And how'd you all meet? Where'd you come from? And how'd you get together?
Well, Sydney and I went to our arts conservatory together, and the conservatory also had a high school program, so we've known each other since our senior year of high school. We were next door neighbors in a little boarding school sort of situation, and we were best friends, and we created work together, and we started writing songs when we were in school. And then Sydney came to New York City because she was doing a Broadway show at the time, and then she met Adrian on the subway. And everyone was like, is that okay? And it turns out it's more than okay.
And now I am your family.
Yeah.
I'm the interloper. I just found the good juju and inserted myself into it. I was playing and I saw Sydney and I was like, she looks very interesting, and started talking in between songs, and the train came and I was like, actually, I'm getting on this train anyway.
So he followed me on the train.
Yeah. And, but in a romantic kind of way. Not at all a creepy kind of way, I hope.
No. Like a bandit kind of way.
Yeah, a bandit kind of way. Yeah. So.
And I found out that Sydney played cello. And Sydney later was showing me videos of her and Regina. And I was like, I really want to start a band that's the three of us. Kind of, I was thinking this before Regina even moved
before
to New
Before they
York.
Even like knew each other. Yeah.
So... in my memory, I'm like, Regina moved in with Sydney. Eventually, when she moved to New York, they lived in the same place. And I remember being like, oh, Regina's there. Went to visit, and Regina opens the door, and I was like, hi, you're Regina. I'm Adrian. We're in a band together.
That's how I remember it, too. I think that is the reality. We just went, great.
Oh, good thing you're cool. You know, you can be like, what? Yeah. Right.
Well, now we're, fast forward, we're twins. Yeah. This is our running bit, is that Regina and I, sometimes when we are recording, we lose track of whose voice is who because we have similar ranges.
Yeah, the voices sound, they're very distinct like types of voices, but yeah, the range is so interconnected. We'll be listening back to tracks and we'll be like, is that Regina? No, that's Adrian. Wait, who's that? So yeah.
Regina once wrote me a song for my birthday. We've written each other songs for birthdays.
That's what happens when you're very poor.
And in the song she was like, we're opposites and twins at the same time. Like shoes.
So that's us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. Goosebumps. Wow, what an interesting story. How you all came together.
Oh, we're chock full of them.
Amazing.
And you all sing, like you said. Did you guys always know that, you know, you had music in your soul, like from a young age, and like, were you taught with your instruments?
None of us studied music in college. I mean, we all, like, Sydney took cello lessons, I took piano lessons, and like I did chorus and stuff in high school, but like none of us were like bound for a career in music. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's, we all studied acting, so it's all very interconnected together for us. Like, I was thinking, like, has music always been, you know, and I think so, but like for me it was from the point of view of like a director, because I was like 4 years old, like watching Disney movies and then like making everybody like be like reenact the movies, and like the Disney movies, like music is so part of the stories in those, that it just like it felt like a natural form of expression in a sense. Like, it didn't feel separate from like, oh, I'm an actor or I'm a musician. It's like, I'm an artist, and like this is how I
tell the story,
interact and tell the story. So yeah
interesting. And of course, I saw you recently in Swept Away, the Broadway musical. You're amazing. You stole the show.
I'm so glad you got to see it.
so good.
I don't think that show, that I would have been involved in that show had it not been for Bandits. Because the whole crux of that show, it needed to rely on non-traditional Broadway voices. It couldn't be, you know, it couldn't be done like a regular Broadway musical. And so they had Stark, they had Johnny, they had Wayne. They were looking for a little brother who was kind of like outside of the zone of musical theater. And I had been working mainly as a bandit and then on a TV show, and I sent in a tape, and they, like, without even seeing my audition, they my tape, they were like, "Oh yeah, we heard about him. He's involved in a band too," and so they just brought me in for a callback, and that was how I booked the role.
Wow,
so it's weird, because it feels like a lot of times people will ask, I think all of us, like, what is your track? Like, which track would you rather have if you could have only one? Mm-hmm. The music track or the theater acting track?
People love that question.
And like, it seems so interconnected and I don't want to say tangled, but like, just like,
sometimes it is
like,
tangled.
Yeah, it is.
Especially the musical, you know.
Yeah. You can't differentiate between the two, because one has jumped in to support the other at every moment.
Yeah, and we're also writing for musical theater now much more over the past couple of years, which makes a lot of sense in hindsight. It's like, oh yeah, this is the natural sort of continuation of the braid of like theater and music making.
And the Avett Brothers, were you guys fans, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, Regina and I are from North Carolina, so like we grew up listening to the Avett Brothers, and they're like my mom's like favorite band. Like, and I mean, we love them as well, but like she had been to like a lot of their New Year shows and things like that, so when Adrian booked this, it was like a really special like moment.
I remember too that we were down in North Carolina right before the pandemic. We were watching that documentary that Judd Apatow made, May It Last, about the Avetts, and it was such a, I mean, I have gone back to that moment so many times because of what ended up happening, but just thinking about how in that documentary you're able to see how the Avetts really grew from a tiny act. It was so like unexpected, but they did it out of the love of their craft and love of each other and their community.
And we feel a lot of like kinship with them and with that, and that just sort of like grassroots, like you make your fans by going out and playing.
So let's talk about your music a little bit. So when did you guys get your big break, first of all?
We're still waiting.
Is there such a thing?
Anyone out there?
We have quite a following.
I feel like we have, you know, I don't think we feel like we've had a big break, because we're constantly sort of creating and bringing new stuff forward and like, you know, rowing the boat.
Well, what's funny is like the closest we did get to a big break was like in January of 2020, I feel like. And like we had like all of this momentum, like we did this interview with NPR, we like signed with a big fancy booking agency, like we went and we played at Sundance, and we had like a show lined up at the Kennedy Center and another show like lined up for opening for these Grammy winners, and then like pandemic was like nope. So I feel like now we're just kind of getting back up to the place where we were before that. It's been a very non-linear sort of journey.
All right, so how would you describe your sound?
It's easiest to say we sort of do like indie folk pop rock, because the sort of main center of all of our songs are harmonies, we do something kind of special which we all love, where we switch off who's the lead singer and we all write. So our sound is very, like, I come back to this word playful, because we don't really think about trying to stay within a genre. In fact, we actually quite like sort of bouncing around and stretching the limits of, well, what is a Bandits on the Run song? Like, how, if we're doing it, then it's a Bandits song. So let's play with that. But yeah, but we have, most of the time, our configuration is cello, guitar, suitcase drum, accordion, but there's also bass, there's also banjo sometimes, there's, you know,
xylophone.
Yeah. We mix it up.
Cool. And tell us about your singles, new singles.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're on a kick right now. Yeah. We just put out this song called Back Home. My home is back home. It was kind of in the Avett Brothers world. There's a banjo featured prominently on it, and making that track felt like an homage to that.
Yeah.
Like the little like stomp clapness of it. And we're also putting out this single called Let's Go Below, which we wrote a couple years ago. It's kind of also about playing and singing in the subway, and how wild and I mean, we did that for years and years, and like we saw a lot of really weird, interesting things.
Yeah.
And then we also worked a year or so ago on a production of As You Like It, and we started writing these songs based on Shakespeare text, and we kind of just took it and made it our own, and you know, added choruses and did whatever we really wanted with it. And so we're sitting on an EP that we're releasing this spring, of a bunch of those tracks. It's not just from As You Like It, it's a number of different Shakespeare texts. Mm-hmm. But I'm super stoked about that.
And our residency is at the Bowery Electric, and we're doing it once a month until May. So we have a different opener for every show that are like dear friends of ours and we're really excited about. And yeah, I mean, last year we were touring so much and we didn't get a lot of opportunities to play to our audience in New York. So it feels like a gift to have this many shows at like a really cool home base in New York that people can come to.
Is that your home base?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. We even have a .nyc domain as our band website. Yeah. That's how you know.
So New York.
All right, you're gonna play for us a few songs. What are we gonna get?
So what do you guys want to play today?
All of them. No. We're gonna play our new single, Let's Go Below. And we're also going to play Radio, and we'll also play You Have Changed.
We're Bandits on the Run, and we're going to play Let's Go Below. Ready? Below this town is a city in itself. The underground sounds with a mighty hell. There's a glory in the grit and a magic in the steel. It's a flying machine on wheels. Most go through with their head bowed low. Others take a guitar and they put on a show. It can be heaven or hell riding those rails, those strange subterranean trails. Let's go below. Let's go below that home we know. Let's go below.
Let's go below.
Where you can meet your match, you can meet your muse. In a moment of silence and the tracks blow a fuse. Hear the wild wind howl of a train springing forth. It's a furnace. I've seen kingdoms rise and fall on their floor. I've seen
There ain't no guarantees of a future to face unless we face what's beneath. So I'll take the stairs down, join the wild jubilee and see. Let's go below.
Let's go below.
Let's go below.
So this one is called You Have Changed. You have changed. You have flown away. How can I live without you? How can you come back someday? You have changed. I always thought we were one the same, inseparable until the day came when the heavens crashed open and the world split in two. How I tried through the cracks to hold on to you. I cried a river 1,000 miles long. I tried to find you with a lonesome bird song. I keep looking for a light, I keep looking for dawn. I keep trying to find you, though I know that you're gone. You have changed. You have flown away. How can you come back someday? You have changed. I still feel like you're hanging around, like I could get in a wagon and find you somehow. But as fast as I ride or as far as I go, you won't be next to me singing to the radio. They say when the flood comes to ride the waves, you'll be lost at sea for days and days. Well, I've been adrift and I'm not giving up, but it's getting so hard and I miss you so much. You have changed. You have flown away. Can you come back someday? You have changed. I love you, and I wish we didn't have to say goodbye. I hate starting over, and I hate losing life. Once you told me that living is a dance between tension and release, but I'm now ready to release. Be the one thing I keep, you're the one thing I need. Oh, you have changed. You the same.
This song is called Radio. Let's all gather around the radio. Hear what they all have to say. Gather around the radio and learn the songs of Judgment Day. Hear the man sing out a mighty tune. Ooh. There's the women crooning low. Aye, 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 aye. Now the kids are howling at the moon. And will you join, oh, will you join the show? One day
on the radio.
Let's all gather around the TV screen.
How can this be?
Watch the wigs and makeup fly.
What do you mean?
Gather around the TV screen.
How
let it fill your weary eyes. See the cartoon cat with dynamite.
Imagine that.
Cast all in
it's
red.
Is this the end?
A country flickers in the candlelight.
Who can
and
I
will
talk
you lose
to?
Or will you lose your head?
Oh, I suck your fire. It's
astounding how you found yourself at the center of a fork in the road.
And when the drum rings out, where will you go? To the dance or to the depths of your soul?
One day
on the radio.
Let's all gather around the window pane. Look for birds up in the blue. Gather around the window pane and see if anything's still true. There's an angel in the countryside. There's a devil at the store. There's a child who will no longer hide. And will you open, will you close the door?
Interview, visit our website lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.